Welcome, everybody. This is Marcy Newman, your Heart Shift Coach, and I am so excited to have as a guest today this soon-to-be infamous author, Deanna Dorrell. And I have to tell you that I first met Deanna a couple of years ago, and we met actually just like this. We met online as guests on each other's radio shows, and our relationship has just taken this incredible journey since that time. So I can't emphasize enough, first of all, how excited I am to be here with you, and also to have this opportunity to share this incredible book with our audience, wherever this recording finds its home. So let me just begin by telling everybody listening a little bit about Deanna and what makes her so magical, all right? So Deanna helps women to feel magnetic in their relationships, starting with the relationship with, you have with yourself. And after hearing me speak so many times, you know that I am 100% with her on this. It must start within ourselves. But she is also the author of this incredible book titled The Dating Mirror, Trust Again, Love Again. And as a third-generation medicine woman, she helps her clients to release the past, trust their intuition, and feel free, adored, and happy. And Deanna, you are an amazing, amazing person. I know you also as an incredible healer, as an incredible intuitive, as a fantastic coach, and also, and this always brings such a smile to my face, I know you as a dancing goddess. So would you mind filling in some of those blanks? Because
I love it.
Honestly, I just can't say enough, like, just how wonderful you are. So tell us more.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and it's so good to be here and just to share the message of love. It's the most powerful vibration in the universe, and it's really at the heart of everything that I do, and this book has definitely been a journey inward for both me and my co-author, Mary Ellen Smith. But yes, everything that you shared with our listeners is right. I do healing work, I do intuitive work, and my company is called Dancing Goddess. But that really is a way of life for me. I feel like when we can tap into that experience and energy of movement and freedom in our bodies, then we feel like goddesses as women. You know, it really sets a blueprint for how we are to be treated, starting with how we treat ourselves and carry ourselves in the world. And that's really one of the biggest messages of my work, but also of the book, is to remember that everybody that you meet is a mirror for your experience. And it's not about somebody being bad or good, but what can they teach you and how can every experience be your spiritual teacher.
So what was the inspiration for writing The Dating Mirror?
So I always laugh when I get asked this, because literally it was Mary Ellen and I over chai lattes, like completely, like just being silly. And it started out as kind of a joke. Like, we had had way too much caffeine. I remember we were at Echo Coffee in Scottsdale, and I think I blurted out, we should just write a book, because between the two of us, we've had enough dating experiences to fill two books. And we got on a roll, and what started out as just this light, fun writing project eventually turned into, you know, what hopefully you'll be holding in your hands. And we noticed that, you know, even though we are so different, you know, we're from different generations, she looks like my complete opposite. She's got blonde hair and blue eyes. I'm, you know, black hair, black eyes, and different, you know, cultural backgrounds and everything, our dating experiences were very similar. And the lessons that we learned in each of those major relationships were very similar. So we kind of put two and two together. I said, wouldn't it be great if, you know, singles out there had a book that didn't tell you what was wrong with you or what you had to change in order to get a man, but instead helped you really validate who you are and turn inward and see how you know so much more than you think you do before you get into different dating situations. So we really wanted to write a manifesto for singles to trust themselves, to trust their intuition, so that the dating experience became one of spiritual exploration, of fun, of self-reflection, as opposed to competition or feeling like you weren't good enough, and judgment. So in a nutshell, that's why we wrote it, and that's where it came from.
Well, I'll tell you something. I started to read your book, and the moment that I really started to get into the guts of it, you might say, that moved me so was the focus of the book. Because as you said, this is not just another dating and relationship book. What is so incredible and so valuable, I think, is how you are actually teaching women to utilize the parts of them that are innate, the parts of them that are already hardwired within, that are meant to be utilized so that you know, is that direction a good direction to go in? You know, should you continue with this relationship? Is there something here that you need to back away from? All of these parts, and I love how you, you know, explained these various intuitive gifts, but you made it quite apparent that these are within all of us. Number one, this is completely natural to the essence of who we are. And then I loved how they evolved into the four Clairs. Could you tell us more about the four Clairs?
Absolutely. So, no, they are not fabulous desserts. These are different ways that spirit or your intuition communicates to you. And so there's clairvoyance, which is most, you know, mostly portrayed in the media, which is seeing visions or clear seeing. And, you know, there is also clairaudience, which is clear hearing. You may have certain sensitivity to sounds or songs that you may hear on the radio, and you may just know things based on the lyrics you hear. Or you may get a high-pitched ringing in your ears, and that's your signal to stop and pay attention to what you're thinking about because your intuition is trying to tell you something. There's clairsentience or clear feeling, which a lot of women tell me they didn't even know that was a way that their intuition spoke to them. It's through our bodies. So you may have had the experience of going into you know, a meeting at work or coming home after a long day and just feeling the energy of a room, feeling who is sad, who, you know, just had something really joyful happen to them, just by how your body is responding. You may get tingles or temperature changes, and that's completely normal, and paying attention to what comes up when your body gives you those signals. And then the last major one that we talk about in the book is claircognizance, which is clear knowing. This is actually one of my my primary channels, and it's basically when you know things, but you don't know how you know them. So an example I like to share is, you know, you're on a road trip, and your GPS tells you to go right up ahead, and you just know that you need to go left, and your partner looks at you like you're crazy, and you're like, we need to go left. And then later on the radio, you hear that there was an accident if you'd gone to the right. So it's really about, you know, just having information without any necessarily logical explanation. And the more that you can practice these, the easier it gets to make decisions. And we have access to all of the clairs, but we tend to be dominant in one or two.
And you can develop all of them, and that's the main part of the work that I do with my private clients. But for the purposes of dating, how wonderful would it be if even before you went on the first date, or, as you were leaving the first date, you already got some very specific information about, whether this would be a good idea to keep going, or, if it's just hormones.
And I love the way that you gave examples in the book about how
yes.
to utilize those intuitive gifts. And by the way, my strongest gift also is claircognizance. And this is something that is an energetic connection that we get so much information through. And I love all the examples that you gave in the book. I love how you made it so easy for women to understand, just how they can tap into those gifts and more, Deanna, what it looks like, what it feels like, what you sense when you're in those energies. That was absolutely brilliant. And there is so much information in your book that's just like this, because the questions that you ask, and the exercises that you give, and the opportunities that you offer for people to really start to pull back those layers of armor, that so many people wear in their lives out of the fear of creating the intimacy that's really necessary so that we can create that relationship that you spoke of, the relationship to the self. And so this was one part of the book that just really jumped out at me, and I'm going to tell you something. I think it's what differentiates this book from any other book that I've read in terms of dating advice. It's more about dating prep. And, just that each and every one of us has every single one of these gifts within us, every single one of these potentials. And, we're here to utilize this. We're here to become all of this so that we can actually start to live the lives that we're meant to live. So I thought that was really, really brilliant.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, and frankly, I'm the one thanking you. I can't wait to just recommend this book to everybody who I come in contact with. So I have so many questions I want to ask you. I hope you don't mind, but
one of the things
that's really pressing is what have you found in all of your experiences to be the number one issue that people struggle with when it comes to love and finding that special someone?
I love that you asked that, because what comes up immediately is this idea of deal breakers, which is a whole section in the book. But really what it comes down to is a lot of the source of our unhappiness in dating has to do with not being clear on what our non-negotiables are from the very beginning, and what our personal boundaries are, within that relationship, and actually communicating that to filter people out. So you may have had the experience, ladies, where you go out with this great guy, and your body's obviously very attracted to him, and one of the things that's really important to you is getting married. And so many women will just, when they ask the guy, do you see yourself ever getting married? And the guy says, well, I was married before, so right now I'm just like getting to know people, right? Taking that kind of at face value and thinking that you can change him, like I'm going to be the different one that he's going to suddenly wake up and want to marry. And, there's always the urban legends. There's always that like 1% where that happens to, but 99% of the time, right, if you had communicated from the beginning, this is really important to me, is it important to you, and the person is essentially saying no, that person's out of the running, whether your body likes him or not.
that so many of us, and I can certainly speak from experience here, we override our intuition. We override our strongest and deepest desires as women, and kind of end up putting ourselves into a box of what the guy wants, only to find that we've forgotten all about ourselves. And that's usually, when we recognize that, it's usually when the relationship falls apart. So knowing your deal breakers from the very beginning, not apologizing for them, and asking yourself why those are important. So if you really want to get married, why do you really want to get married? If it's to start a family, to have, you know, a committed partnership that's really important to you, that's perfect. If it's, on the other hand, to validate yourself as a woman, or you feel like you're getting too old and you should be married, maybe not, right, the most aligned deal breaker. So you have to look at your own motives and then take those into, you know, communicating on the first, second, third date, whenever you feel comfortable and brave. So knowing the deal breakers and then communicating them and following through with yourself, I would say, is the most important thing that we tend to overlook.
And what would you have to say about the importance of being non-judgmental in terms of your deal breakers?
Yeah, so it's really, you know, it goes back to the whole title, the dating mirror. It's not about seeing these men or women as the solution, right, to a problem that you need to that you need to solve. It's about really communicating what is going to help you be the best partner for somebody else, right? Instead of that whole attitude of what are they going to give me, shift it to what can, you know, what is it going to take for me to offer my best self to somebody else? And then that's
I love that.
The judgment goes away because it's not about them being wrong for not wanting to get married or have kids or whatever the thing is. But it's just saying, this is what I need. This is what I need to feel in order to give you 100% of me.
And the truth of the matter is that I think unless those deal breakers are really just embraced and embraced as being what is so valuable in terms of information, that until then, we don't have a chance of being loved for who we really are.
Exactly. Exactly. We end up showing pieces of ourselves that are really great, right? But at the end of the day, it takes way more energy to keep your true self at bay, right, than to let it out from the beginning and let somebody embrace the real you. And in turn, you embrace the real them. And it's not about being perfect. You know, there's going to be things about your soulmate that annoy the heck out of you. But the main things, right, that you need to show up fully, are they there? Have you communicated them? Do you even know what they are yourself? And asking yourself why you want to be in a relationship, because not all of us do. Some people say they want it, and then when it comes down to it, they really want to stay exactly where they are, but they feel they should have a relationship.
I think that that is really such wise, wise advice, you know, in terms of really just showing up authentically and being committed to the self. To make certain
yeah.
that, you know, you get exactly what it is that you need so that you can be the best partner. And I loved what you said about that because it really is. It's all about finding that place where your love can land. And it's about being in that place where you're going to be nurtured and nourished and you can bloom and blossom and be all that you came to be in that relationship. So that was
yeah.
beautiful, Deanna. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's so great to have you here. You're like this incredible well of knowledge. So I'd like to tap into that a little bit because I'm sure some of our listeners, now I'm going to take it back, I'm sure all of our listeners would love to hear some tips that you would have to share about helping them to trust their intuition and to step into relationships differently, empowered to really create the one that, or the ones that are going to make their hearts sing.
Absolutely. So you probably know this, Marcy, but my favorite number in the whole wide world is 3. We see 3s everywhere, kind of, you know, we've got the Trinity and the triangle and all this stuff, but I love the number 3. So I'm going to give 3 tips today. And the first one that's coming to share with you all is to write down, make a list of how you want to feel in a relationship. So I'm not talking about, you know, the guy needs to make 6 figures and he needs to be 6'2". But how do you want to feel in his presence? So I feel adored. I feel desired. I feel respected. And if you're having trouble making that list, one of the things that really can help is to do just kind of an inventory of your last relationship or your last couple of relationships and look at what was it about those partnerships that really worked and what parts didn't work so much. And from there, you may come up with, you know, adjectives of what you didn't receive that you wish you had. And you want to come up with, you know, maybe anywhere from, I would say, 5 to 7 keywords. See if you can kind of break it down to that. Any more than that, and our brain starts to just kind of space out. So the 5 to 7 most important feelings. And this is really about setting the energetic tone for the relationship that you're going to call in. And it's also a great barometer for you to hold yourself accountable. So even if you're not in a relationship, but you put, adored on your list, how can you make sure that you are adoring yourself every single day? Maybe it's to get up an hour earlier and do your makeup. You know, maybe it's to make a list of all the things you need to do the night before. Whatever it is that brings up that feeling of adored, start giving it to yourself now, and a partner will, you know, you'll be able to see it when they come in. So that's my first big tip, is make your feeling list. And then the second one is about preparing your physical space. And there's a whole section in the book on, you know, basic feng shui and also, you know, using crystals and colors to really enhance your love space. But the basics are looking around your home and seeing, do you have things in pairs or is everything by itself? You know, if you have candles, give 2 or can you get 2? Do you have 2 nightstands? Looking at where can you incorporate pairs in your life? You know, even the salt and pepper shaker, like just the basics. Look around and see what's there. See what your environment is saying about your relationships. If your home was a hologram for your relationships, what is it saying about you and what can you tweak? You may be throwing stuff out. You may be bringing fresh flowers in. And it's not about changing your entire space, but just pick the one room or the one area in your home where you spend a lot of time and notice, is it supporting your quest for love or is it kind of blocking you or making you feel sad or drained or alone? I know when I was single, before I wrote the book, I hired a friend to come in and do feng shui, and she was like, Deanna, I have to say, like, you have so many beautiful statues of goddesses and pictures of, you know, these beautiful women and, like, gardens, but they're all alone. Like, are you wanting a relationship with them? I just started laughing. I said, oh, well, yeah, I didn't even think about that. She said, well, you might want to think about bringing in paintings with men and, you know, pairs of things, and it surely works. So that is the second big tip, is prepare your space for love. And then the third one that I want to offer everybody today is to really look at what you already know. So this kind of is the intuitive training piece. And you can literally get a sheet of paper out, and at the top of it, just write the phrase, what I already know to be true is, and every day, write down one thing that you know, or a list, let yourself kind of free associate, and you'd be surprised at how much is already in there, right, that we try to pretend like we don't know the answers to. So maybe you know, I'm not over my ex, or I'm feeling scared to put myself out there. Just write it down,
see what it is, and then you can start to move forward. Because a big part of bringing in somebody new, right, is seeing all the places in your mind that you've kind of blocked love from coming in. So those are my big three.
Marcy, I love it. I love it. I think, you know, first of all, you know, there's so much more in the book, but this is such a simple formula to follow. And by the way, I just want to make a couple of comments about the book. Number one, I loved all the stories. I loved how vulnerable you allowed yourself to be, the things that you shared from your heart, as well as all the others who contributed their stories as well. I think it's so important that we understand and that we just know that we're all in this together. You know, this is new information, okay? And I want everyone hearing this. This is new information. This is a guide to how to really prepare yourself. And I made a mistake before. I said preparing yourself for dating. It's not. It is really preparing yourself for a relationship, preparing yourself for life, preparing yourself for experiencing life as you're meant to experience it. And that's like full on. And it's also a wonderful guide for really preparing yourself for love, a different kind of love, a bigger love, a greater love. And it's such a gift to every single one of us. The other thing is not to be fooled by the size of this book, because this book is like a very quick read, but it is not a quick fix. Go through chapter by chapter. Do the exercises. Ask yourself the questions. Be reflective. There is such a wealth of information and guidance here that there is just no question in my mind that this was guidance that came from far beyond where you or Mary Ellen started. And it's important information. So these tips, they're just the tip of the iceberg about what's in this book. And so, first of all, how can everybody get their hands on a copy of this book? Because I want them to.
Yes, thank you so much for all of this. So the easiest way to get the book is to go to Amazon, so amazon.com, and just literally type in the title, The Dating Mirror, and then our subtitle is Trust Again, Love Again. And we have it available in paperback. If you want to hold it in your hands, I love feeling books in my hands. I'm old-fashioned that way.
So do I.
If you like the Kindle version, we also have that available. So that is the best way. And we also have some really cool bonus gifts for you once you purchase the book that
Ooh.
You will learn about. Yeah, they're in the back of the book. There's a special little hidden link. And I'm not going to tell you too much, but suffice to say, you will be very excited to get those downloads.
Oh, how fabulous.
Yeah.
So it's like a bonus within the bonus.
Yes, a little hidden bonus within the bonus at the back of the book. No spoilers. And we are also on Facebook if you want to like us on Facebook under The Dating Mirror.
So The Dating Mirror, Trust Again, Love Again, go straight to Amazon and purchase this book. And Deanna, if somebody wants to reach you directly, how would they do that?
Yes, yeah, so you can reach us through, we actually have a website for the book. It's thedatingmirror.com, and you can just click on contact. That will go straight to us. We'll do it that way. If you want to contact me personally about intuitive readings or services, my personal website is my name. So it's DianaDorell.com.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being here today, number one. But I also can't thank you enough for writing this book. I honestly do Aww. Feel that this is such a gift to women everywhere. And so, again,
I hope that everyone will run to Amazon.com and purchase The Dating Mirror and learn how to trust again so that you can love again full on. Anyway, thank you so much for being here today, and I look forward to speaking with you again and following the incredible success that I'm sure that this book is going to generate. Bye-bye.
Oh, and thank you.
I love you and wish you so many blessings. And so, everyone, until next time, I remain your heart shift coach. Take care. Bye-bye.